Summer is a welcome break for many Ohio children, but it's also a season when many kids go hungry. The breakfast and lunch programs for low-income children during the school year often are not available during the summer. Lisa Hamler-Fugit speaks for the Ohio Association of Second Harvest Food Banks. In an interview with Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles, she explains there are too few children enrolled in summer nutrition programs because there just aren't enough available in the state.
It's made available to provide meals to low-income children during the summer months when there is a gap that exists when they're no longer able to access school lunch and school breakfast programs.
So this is sort of an extension of those school lunch and school breakfast programs then?
Absolutely. Congress created this program to do just that, to ensure that children did not lose ground nutritionally or academically when they were no longer in school during the summer months.
Now, it looks like, if I'm reading this report right, that fewer children are being served by this program this summer than last summer. Is that correct?
That's correct. And what we are seeing, unfortunately, is really a continuing fallout of the recession. A greater need than we've ever seen before. In fact, this school year, over 844,000 children in the state of Ohio depended on the National School Lunch Program. And unfortunately, because of budget cuts, both at the federal and state level, we have fewer summer food service program sponsors this year. And we are really hoping that other community and other faith-based organizations will come forward. It's still early in the summer, and maybe become a site of an existing summer food service program so we can reach even more children.
How many Ohio children are currently being served by this summer food program?
What we're looking at, unfortunately, is that the number of children participating in the program were about 66,000 children.
Wow. So that's less than 10% of the kids who really are eligible for it and who need it.
Yes, unfortunately, in Ohio ranked on a national ranking 37th in performance. So the math really is pretty simple here. You know, well, we're seeing fewer children getting the summer meals and more going hungry. We're seeing more families who are doing their very best to try to make ends meet, but yet due to a lost job, lower wages, and again, schools recessed much earlier this year because of the very mild winter. They didn't have makeup days. So we've got schools that have literally been out in recess for more than 3 weeks, and we're beginning to see that fall over into increasing numbers of children at soup kitchens and food pantries in our state.
Lisa Hamler-Fugit of the Ohio Association of Second Harvest Food Banks says schools, churches, and community groups can still take part in the program. They will need to provide safe places where kids can be fed and use volunteers to run the service. The federal government would provide money for the food.